Welcome to Red Eye. It's like Saved by the Bell, if by bell you mean emergency release on my restraint chair. Let's go to TV's Andy Levy for our pregame report. Andy, what's coming up on tonight's show?
Thanks, Greg. Coming up on the big show, a new MoveOn.org video shows all the bad things that will happen to America if you don't get out and vote next week. Oh, I'm sorry, I mean if you don't get out and vote for Democrats next week. The rest of you, never mind. Plus, are liberal groups hijacking Jon Stewart's rally to restore sanity? Some say yes, but others say only if hijacking means showing up exactly where they know they'll be among friends. And finally, Red Eye's award-winning debate coverage continues, with cheaters and head stompers leading the list of this week's winners. We'll have the complete story straight ahead. Greg?
Thank you, Andy.
'Tis such fools as you that make the world full of ill-favored children, Greg.
Is your head worth a hat? Or your chin worth a beard? Hence, rotten thing, or I shall shake thy bones out of thy garments.
I apologize for nothing, good sir.
I welcome your eventual descent into cirrhosis. Goodbye. Let's welcome our guests. I'm here tonight with Diane Macedo, FoxNews.com news editor. She's so hot that patty melts are now called Macedo melts. Delightful and tasty. Nick Gillespie, speaking of tasty, from Reason.tv and Reason.com's editor-in-chief. If fierce commentary were a button, I'd finger him in an elevator. My repulsive sidekick, Bill Schultz. Fun fact, he tried to donate his body to science, but science said no. And he snaps necks while cashing large checks. Sitting right next to me, Mike Baker, former CIA operative in the presence of diligence. If fierce commentary were a toast, the best man would do him at weddings. And his ideas face rejection in next week's election. It's our New York Times correspondent, Porous Fondant.
Porous Fondant.
Fondant, whatever. Good to see you again, Pinch.
I am very porous. Check out our health section as we discuss the fact that having a sister is more likely to let someone not be depressed. It's wordy, but true. In my case, I have a sister publication named the Boston Globe. As far as I'm concerned, she's a straight-up cow.
Really?
Greg?
All right. It's not just a joke to the left-wing folk. Jon Stewart's rally to restore sanity is this Saturday in D.C., and while he insists it's a nonpartisan thing aimed at reasonable people, many liberal groups see it differently. No surprise, it's become an elusive play date for progressives. Whether it's college Democrats offering bus tickets in exchange for volunteers, or Arianna Huffington providing free rides from New York, or even PETA, which will be there annoying people with their bulky pamphlets. And, says the Washington Post, other lefty groups view the rally as a companion effort that could bolster their cause. As Emma Elman Golan, if that's her real name, president of the Democratic Club at the University of Pennsylvania, purrs, this is basically an anti-Tea Party rally. It's saying, these people are absolutely crazy and we can't have them in the government. So has this once benign event turned into an ideological soapbox for left-wing purposes? Or was it that way from the start? Only the folks at the Taiwan-based company Next Media Animation have the key.
尺度化依照的知名度高的左派名人参与。新闻网站创办人贺芬顿女士主动提供纽约与华府之间的交通吧。超过20万脸书用户已报名参加集会。贝克说，尺度化举办集会是为了要动用年轻人，引导他们投民主党。 这个机会对奥巴马来说可能是好事，民主党在这次选举可能会惨败。奥巴马则同意将在史都华的脱口秀上露脸。不管如何，史都华坚持这个集会是办给中间的选民。不过右派的选民应该不会出席。史都华的观众群真的会去投票吗？我们将拭目以待。毕竟11月2日是麦克勒牌堡重返市场的日子。
Stewart gets back rubs from Obama? I am kind of jealous, I have to say. I don't know. Nick, what do you make of this whole event? Do you really believe that it was meant to start out as kind of a reasonable event and then all of a sudden it became lefty, or was it lefty from the start?
I think it's ambidextrous, but I think that it was meant to be a joke. And then when Stephen Colbert appeared in front of Congress and said a bunch of sensible things, I think now they're scared that people are taking them seriously.
An interesting point. Mike Baker.
By the way, don't. Please don't patronize me.
Yeah, I know. You,
absolutely
could,
nothing.
By the how could you tell I was patronizing you?
Exactly. Yeah.
I was actually overwhelmed by the latest leather jacket that you're wearing.
That's right.
And I completely lost track of what you were saying. Yeah. Hey, Mike, isn't it funny how Stewart didn't see the need to restore sanity when everybody was going after Bush in the most vitriolic manner?
Good use of the word vitriolic.
Thank you.
And I'm pleased to be sitting here with what appears to be my Serbian militia brother.
Yes.
You know, frankly, Yeah, the surprise and the shock that people are showing by the fact that this would turn into a liberal hoo-ha on Capitol Hill. That's, of course, exactly what it was meant to be. I mean, why would we possibly think that Jon Stewart would put together something thinking it was just going to be a good, fun comedy fest? I mean, he knew exactly who he was playing to. They're grabbed this thing, and all they want, literally, I think you could distill it down to what is their objective. Their objective is to have more attendees than Glenn Beck had during that whatever it was that he had.
Yeah, that was delightful.
Restoring honor.
Restoring honor. Yeah, right.
And they won't have more. No. But I also, you know, because it's the Colbert rally is the counterweight. And, you know, Colbert is more convincing politically as a caricature of Bill O'Reilly than Jon Stewart is as a left-wing, you know, liberal.
That is so true. I find myself agreeing with him all the time.
And give it another 5 weeks, and Stephen Colbert will, he'll be like a method actor lost in a role. He's gonna start running for office.
Diane, is it kind of like a Trekkie convention for Obama-lites? Like, they're going there basically to support the government. It's kind of weird.
Well, that sounds like that would be more appropriate, because it's Halloween weekend, and I don't understand. Yeah. This is the best holiday on the calendar, besides the ones you get presents for, and they're going to a rally. It strikes me as, like, you know, kids doing homework on a snow day or something.
Wouldn't it be fun if the furries hijacked the event? Is that what they're called? The guys that show up in the full
size?
I love how you're pretending like you don't know.
Yeah. As if I haven't been to several.
I wish you could.
I've seen you at the Holiday Inn convention.
If you could see his
legs. That's me in the squirrel outfit. He wore the slippers.
The soiled squirrel outfit, I might add.
Only after the convention.
Bill, aren't you holding a separate rally for sequential hermaphrodites? And isn't this going to hurt your rally?
No, because I'm the only one. Let's face it. Hermaphrodites, yes, but sequential hermaphrodites, a rarer breed. I am outraged. Outraged that these guys are doing this on this particular day and voicing some certain things that they have a problem with. I think it's terrible. I fully support the Tea Partiers' right to go there and say that liberals are a bunch of crazies that have no business running government. But when the liberals go and do the same, that will not stand.
Well, here's the key difference. This rally, if it's in juxtaposition with the Tea Party rally, the Tea Party rally is about smaller government, which means this rally is about bigger government. So which is really the organic event here is the Tea Parties, and that's just underlining that, in my view, correct?
That's a high-level argument. In the entire time I've been on this show, that might have been the one argument that went way over my head.
Yeah. No, it's just funny that people that are seen as cool and relevant are actually, I don't know, adopting the government stance. I think that's pretty
amazing. But that's because Obama is cool.
Yeah.
You know, he's not like those other squares.
No. Yeah, that's
true. You know, the Mr. Weatherbees of the world.
I think
it has a lot less to do with big government, but them seeing Tea Party big stalwarts like DeMint saying that gays and single women can't teach, things of that nature.
It's
all about big government.
They're going because
it's
Jon Stewart. That's exactly right.
It's a celebrity geek fest.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Who else is going to be a celebrity?
Who else is going to be?
Oh, Chuck Norris is at the other one. There's celebrities across the board, guys.
On the right, there's an equal number of celebrities as there are on the left. I've seen that. Okay.
Isn't that good, though? You hate them.
To the Gregalog, it's a razor blade of truth. And an apple called life.
Ooh, yes. I got one of those for Halloween.
Did you? Gregalog! So along with Jon Stewart's rally happening this Saturday, there will be a smaller group of people planning to march, they being young federal employees fed up with their reputations as loafers and losers. Organizers call it the Government Doesn't Suck March, but I prefer to call it the Tepid Rally to Restore Self-Esteem and show off my new vintage T-shirt. For it's a reaction to the nearly universal disgust we hold for people who ride desks in government. And so these web-savvy feds, as the Washington Post calls them, feel bad that the rest of us hate them and think the best way to make people like them is to attach themselves to a more popular figure, Jon Stewart. According to Steve Ressler, who's running the thing, the goal of the march is to, quote, remind the world that government employees are a lot of cool cats, end quote. And as the Post points out, they're folks who work hard, listen to good music, and watch The Daily Show. Cool cats indeed. Awesome, daddy-o. Anyway, that one quote tells you everything you need to know about these cats. They're just earnest libs, desperate for approval. And by cats, I kind of mean sheep. And so they'll march, I guess, on Saturday to raise awareness that their iPods are jammed with Lady Gaga and that they get their politics from the mainstream media-approved Stewart. I expect a lot of fist bumping. Look, remember this. If you ever have to organize a rally to tell people you're cool, chances are you're not. It's like throwing your own birthday party. So instead, stay home and thank God you got a job for now. Because if the public ever needed a reason to shrink government, you're it. And if you disagree with me, you're a racist, homophobic, gaga-phobe. Yes, you. Nick, are we too hard or am I too hard on government employees? Do they deserve a big hug?
No. They mostly deserve to be fired. And I am curious to see, what do you wear to a government doesn't suck rally?
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah. A vintage t-shirt.
I think a vintage. Yeah.
It
depends
on like
the weather.
FDR?
Yeah. I don't know.
Full steam ahead?
Yeah.
A postal service uniform.
Yeah. There you go.
That would look alternative.
It really would, actually. Diane, if they feel like they're being ridiculed or disliked, shouldn't they get another job? Because isn't that what it's like to be like a civil servant bureaucrat, is to be made fun of, I guess?
Well, the way I see it, they're in part paid by my tax dollars, so I'm kind of their boss. And since I'm not cool enough to be anyone else's boss, I have to treat someone like crap, so it might as well be them.
There you go.
So yes, if they want to be happy, they should get another job.
Yeah, I think they would like being treated like crap from you. I think a few of them would.
I'm here.
All right. Mike, is this sad or is this really sad?
Is there something past really sad?
Yeah, you know, that is really, really sad.
Yeah, I'm there. That's the vote I'm going for. You know, I'm conflicted, and actually, you know what, this collar's killing me. So to show you how conflicted I am, I'm going to undo my collar.
Don't show me that Adam's apple. Don't do it. Oh, my God.
Is there
the rumors are true.
Wow.
But let me point out something. I'm conflicted because, in part, I threw my own birthday party last year.
And I actually did not make it.
And that was part. Yeah, I know you didn't make it.
I didn't get the invite.
Yeah, Pence showed up, and I don't know how he afforded the plane ticket. But you know what? I also am conflicted because I was a government worker at one point in time. And I know a lot of these people, and they are extremely hardworking. Now, what happens is when you get an overreaching, expanding, enormous federal government, you're lowering the barrier. So you're going to get a lot of dead wood. So inevitably, you know, you don't get as many cool cats in there.
Yeah, I don't mean to denigrate all government employees.
Hey.
Just this particular group that's organizing a march.
Absolutely.
They're not going to make it there anyway because they have to go through a TSA checkpoint. So expect them to be an hour to an hour
and a half. Exactly. Bill, are these the kind of dudes you want to party with?
A little bit. Well, the way they describe these guys, they kind of sound like D-bag Wall Streeters who are actually government employees at this point.
And by D-bag, you mean?
Delightful bags.
Deadwood bags.
Yes.
And I know these guys. I see them on the Upper East Side all the time. They subsist on Red Bull and vodka. They say words like bra and brohide and epic and fail. And sometimes they'll combine them into epic fail.
Yeah, I like
normally
that.
After a fist bump.
Yeah. I think we have a picture before we move on of the organizer? There they are. They're broing out.
Hug it out, bro. Yeah.
And you know what? They got passes. Those things around, they got passes. Yeah. They can get in and get out of anything they want.
Wow.
Well, the key thing is to go to an event after that with the pass still on to show them that you were at the other event.
Well, that really is when you know that you've got a rally of cool federal employees is when they're wearing their passes on their lanyards.
Is it wrong for me to say that I get nervous when I see government employees on airplanes?
I think you just lost your job at NPR.
I hope you got a plan B.
All right, from kids that are nifty to the year 2050. Well, it's a desperate plea that makes you want to flee, an ad that makes you want to gag. That didn't rhyme. I speak of MoveOn.org's new Get Out the Vote message, starring Olivia Wilde. Watching Vommers.
In other news, Pamela Anderson announced today that she and MTV Jersey Shore star The Situation will be getting married in early November.
Okay, so I hope you're getting this very important broadcast.
My name is Olivia Kickin' Chipotle Glazed Time Warner. Broadcasting from the year 2057, I have been scouring the time stream for you. You're about to make a huge mistake, one that changes our country forever. Hollow records hollow indicate that you didn't vote in the upcoming 2010 elections. And now we know that's when it all went wrong. After you didn't vote, Republicans took back Congress and then merged once and for all with the big corporations that fund them to create Republic Corp. All because you didn't vote. And they replaced Social Security with a daily motivational email from John Boehner. Of course, this was all before we learned the two most terrifying words in the English language. President Palin. Look, here she is signing the Declaration of War against China in 2017. Here she is signing the declaration of super war against Norway in 2020. Now the environment is destroyed. We've been at war for over 50 years straight.
And I'd show you the current income inequality pie chart, but I don't know what the words income or inequality mean since education funding was eliminated in 2029.
That's like my dream wish. The future actually sounds kind of awesome. Super war with, what, Norway? Count me in, my people. Count me in. All right. The most important here, Mike, we got to get to it. She's pretty.
Yeah. Well, you know, I up until that point, I knew who I was voting for. Now I'm conflicted. Yeah. So there goes my tie again.
Yeah, they make fun of everything you believe in, but she's hot.
But I do like the super war concept, just like you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you can declare super war against a small Scandinavian country, you know, what's wrong with that?
Exactly.
But no, it's so easy to, I mean, again, this goes back to, and it's a playoff of the old, denigration of the Bush-Cheney administrations. Yeah. Which the left loved and found easy fodder, and of course it was. But it's funny in its own way. I mean, if you look at it and you don't get wrapped up in your emotions and in the politics, it is funny.
Well, I don't think
it's not funny. It's really just unfunny. But
and I don't know. You don't find that funny?
Isn't a beautiful vision of the future is a place with no schools?
Yeah.
I mean, like, where did they go to school? You know, it's like I dream of a day when the Pentagon has enough, can buy enough airplanes to bomb all the schools having bake sales. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But more importantly, it is, it's an attempt to camouflage. The last 2 years have sucked as bad as the previous 8 years.
Yeah.
They all suck. Government workers that Bush grew at a higher clip than he grew private sector workers, they suck too. The 21st century just sucks. Let's end it or start over.
I like
leap ahead.
You're forgetting iPhone.
No, I have a Droid phone.
Come on.
And what about Mad Men? Good television. Right. What do you make of this? I thought it
and
was
crank
a
anchors. Crank anchors. Is that the olden days?
Yeah. Oh, and the world according to Jim?
It was according to Jim. Diane, I want to ask you, get your references straight. I think it's a parody of an ad, like the exaggeration of the apocalypse was a joke. Am I right or wrong? Or do they mean this?
No, I think they mean it. I mean, they're obviously not being 100% serious, but I think the intent is there to try to drive the young Democratic vote. And I see the humor in it. I understand it. I think the Palin jokes are a little obvious, but I just feel like a video like this is literally trying to appeal to the lowest common denominator. If you need a video like that to instruct you to vote, I don't think we want those people voting.
Yeah, it's preaching to the choir, as I like to say. And I often do preach to the choir, which is why I'm not allowed in church.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you sing to the choir?
Yeah.
I don't need to hear you preach. But, the old term, vote or die, I mean, die is looking better and better.
Yeah.
And wasn't Paris Hilton a spokesperson for that? And she actually wasn't registered to vote when she was wearing all those T-shirts around?
No, really? Was the Diddy who was P. Puff Daddy never voted as well.
Last word, Bill. I'm an older individual, and you're of the younger generation. Do you expect this video to go, as they say, on the web viral, where it moves forward?
That video does not have hepatitis, Greg. It is not viral at all. I should know. I would have caught it already. I'm highly susceptible.
You are.
I will say this.
You have like 500...
Are you immune by now?
No. Are you kidding me? I developed new ones within my immune system.
He has like 500 videos all over his body.
I think you guys, as usual, are only looking at the negative. Did you see those photos at 2020? Sarah Palin is still looking really hot.
Yeah.
What kind of Botox do they have in the future? That is awesome.
Send
we have a lot
back.
To look forward to.
Look, I will say this. And I know I didn't get the last word because Bill got the last
word. I got to go, sir.
I know. It would have been nice if the Republicans had come up with something as funny or entertaining or a little out of the box as that.
I don't think it was that funny, but I know what it is. I think the Republicans, or not the Republicans, but the Tea Party are actually not speaking to the choir, which is different than that. Okay, coming up. Should unattractive people be segregated from the attractive? Mike Baker discusses his new pamphlet. But first, she got famous for her hiccups. But now she's making her name in murder. Also, she's hideous. Oh, goodness. Someone from Move On got stepped on. And that's wrong, I believe. Yep, a liberal activist got some rough treatment from a Rand Paul supporter after trying to confront the Tea Party candidate with a fake Employee of the Month award. I hate those.
Oh man.
The 23-year-old annoyance from MoveOn.org was wrestled to the ground before a debate in Lexington, Kentucky. Ouch!
Oh.
Between Paul and his Democratic opponent. The fan of Rand has apologized, has been dropped as a volunteer, and banned from future events. Meantime, in other debating news, the Democratic candidate for governor in Florida, Alex Sink, was accused of not following the rules, something I never do, FYI, when a makeup artist showed her a phone with a text from an aide, and her opponent called her on it. Watch.
This one. So we can get notes, we can have people that work for us come and give us messages?
No. What? Where's your lunch?
Where? Right there with the blackberry.
She was shown one by that lady. And then to you, Mr. Scott, first. If a governor can do things to improve the job market, even in a tough national economy, what did Governor Crist fail to do?
Okay. First, Alex, you say you always follow the rules. The rule was no one was supposed to give us messages during the break, and your campaign did with an iPad or iPod.
Busted. Anyway, no. The aide was fired, and the makeup lady was disbarred from Makeup Lady College.
No.
Yes. Yeah, she's back.
Beauty school dropping.
You know, Nick, the activist who was there was there primarily to cause a problem, but you can't step on her head.
No, I don't think so. I think it's taking the saying politics is a contact sport a little too far.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Now the guy, Diane claims that he was concerned for the candidate's safety because apparently there were cops there and they didn't do anything.
Probably wasn't their job.
It wasn't their job. My feeling is people always have a problem dealing with female protesters because they don't know how to, to move them around and stuff. Does he have a point putting his foot on her head?
I don't agree with the actions that were taken in this circumstance, but I will say that in a certain other circumstances, if I'm kind of a bodyguard, this is the kind of bodyguard that I want. You know, a guy who will tackle a girl and crush her head in just because she's trying to give me a fake award.
Yeah.
If the zombies come, for example, I want this guy.
He would protect you from zombies.
Yes.
Yeah, but they've dropped her from the campaign. You don't put your foot on a woman's head.
No.
You just don't.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to
Although you were
out
telling me differently that you have done that in the past.
Yeah, but the cameras weren't rolling.
Don't put your head on a man's or foot on a man's head either.
Yeah, no heads, no feet. Hey, Bill.
She was not only was she a female, but I mean, her arms were pinched. It looked like there were tons of people piled on top of her, pinning her down.
Not a good day.
And he just kind of took a little.
Not a good day in politics. However, I've seen union people do this in movies.
That guy.
Oh yeah, I remember that movie you're talking about.
Let's get the brass tacks here. That guy was an A1 nutball, and Rand Paul's bodyguard was pretty crazy too.
Bill,
friends.
Bill, shouldn't they? Let's talk about the debate real quickly. Yeah. The debate.
Sure.
She got caught cheating. Shouldn't they have just stopped the election right then and there, the debate, and said Rick Scott wins the election, not just the debate, but the election?
No. I've been on the other side of this coin way too many times, and I can speak from experience, particularly homeroom, eighth grade. No one likes a fink. You see someone cheating, you go on your merry way. Sorry that you couldn't go to the cool party other ones did, but when they're cribbing from their badly written notes on their hand, you let them do as they do.
I don't know. I mean,
first of all, we had to argue about...
Cheaters always win, kids.
We had to argue, just for the viewers, we had to argue about who got the comment on the head-stomping story and who had to end up commenting on the cheater story. I got the cheater story.
Yeah, go ahead.
And my point on that would be that
I'm glad you have it.
I can't find my point anyway.
Instead of explaining to the viewer what we were doing, you could have had your points.
Well, that's good. My point being is that what a bunch of losers. Just do a debate. Who cares whether she gets a message? I mean, just
that
get
is
out
cheating.
There.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
cheating.
You know what? I don't understand. It was. I mean, it was clear from the camera angle that it was Brett Favre's.
Wait, excuse me. Bill couldn't say bag, but he could say.
All right, stop saying it.
That's why she looks so upset.
Stop saying it.
That's why she looks so upset.
Stop saying it.
All right. She was like, oh my, no manscaping.
All right, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. You're all going to hell. Meanwhile, I'm going to talk to the viewer who's my only friend right now, except for maybe Diane.
It's quite an experience being the only girl on this panel.
I know, I apologize for that.
How dare you?
Do you have a comment on the show? The music is telling me to move on. Email us, it's red@foxnews.com. And to leave a voicemail on my direct line, 212-462-5050. Still to come, the halftime report from TV's Andy Levy. Kind of a sad man, if you ask me.
Tonight's Halftime Report is sponsored by Baby Pandas, those young bears native to Western China that feed on honey, eggs, fish, yams, leaves, oranges, and bananas when available. Thanks, Baby Pandas.
Welcome back. Let's find out if we've gotten anything wrong so far. For that, we go to TV's Andy Levy. So, Andy, per my time machine, I'd like to apologize in advance for ruining your carpet tomorrow.
Come on, man. I just got it to perfectly match the drapes.
I'm sorry.
Just not cool.
Eh. I'll try and go back later.
All right.
And aim better.
Okay. Thanks. A little housekeeping from last night. I said that the minimum height requirement for a male to be in the Navy was 4'3", which sounded wrong, but I had gotten it from military.com. A retired Navy chief, whose Twitter handle is jjohn10369er, was kind enough to tweet me and tell me it's actually 5 feet even. I was wrong, and I appreciate the correction.
Ombudsman.
But see that, Maddow? It's not hard to do.
Yeah, it is.
I was wrong, and I appreciate the correction.
Yeah. 4'3".
But to all you haters out there...
Right, exactly.
Like 4'3" is the requirement for a house elf. Andy.
I got the information from military.com. It had the listing for each service branch, and it said for the Navy. It was like, yeah.
Andy, military.com is where I get my camo thongs.
No, that's military.org.
Oh.
Yeah, completely different.
What's the minimum height for the Shetland Pony Corps?
2'2".
Okay.
Gotcha.
John Stewart rally. Mike, you said it's no big surprise that the rally will be a big lefty fest, which leads me to the obvious question. Will any of your racist kids be attending?
The two youngest will be there in attendance, yeah, along with their racist nanny.
All right,
yeah.
Excellent.
The Ranny.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we don't want that to die.
No, God no. Nick, I don't think Colbert's rally is a counterweight anymore. Apparently, they've now combined the two rallies, and it's being called the Rally to Restore Sanity and or Fear.
Oh, okay. Yeah. As long as Rick Sanchez is at the other end of the mall selling hot dogs.
Okay.
And sure racism.
By the way, how is Arianna Huffington welcome at any rally that's supposed to restore sanity?
Because she obviously has a lot of a treasure trove of photos of compromising photos.
All right.
Offer Brett Favre.
Mm. Yeah. Bill, I'm with you. It was totally cool when the Tea Parties had their rallies, but it's not cool when liberals do it.
Thank you.
That was an excellent point.
Sounds like you just had your review as well, sir.
Yeah,
absolutely.
By the way, among the answers to Tuesday's New York Times crossword puzzle were Stuart Colbert, Rally to Restore Sanity, and March to Keep Fear Alive.
Are you serious?
Yep, they're doing their part, Greg.
Ah, fantastic.
Yep.
Good job, NYT.
Absolutely. Mm. Also, Papa Bear.
Papa Bear?
Yeah, well, the clue for that was asking for the name by which Colbert refers to Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Greg Log, Government Doesn't Suck March. Nick, you asked what you wear to a Government Doesn't Suck rally. Well, they're going to have Government Doesn't Suck t-shirts there. Oh. I think you and the rest of the Reason staff need to buy them and wear them ironically.
Okay.
Well, we can do that.
Or right. Cross out the does it, man.
Right. Yeah. And just and write totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Diana, I find it sad that you think the essence of being people's boss is treating them like crap.
But that was all part of the government worker thing, no?
Okay. All right. You just seem like a mean boss.
I've never been a boss before.
You seem like you seem like you would be a mean boss. You seem like you would. You're a mean, fake boss.
I hope you're never my employee.
I wouldn't worry about that. For what it's worth, March organizer Steve Ressler left his government job at Department of Homeland Security to run his govloop.com website. So government must suck at least a little.
Yeah. That's a social networking site for government employees.
Yes, it is.
So he left the government to start a site for government employees because why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
MoveOn's new Get Out the Vote ad. This to me was just typical right wing fear mongering.
Yeah,
I didn't like it. Nick, as far as I could tell, the message of this little movie is if you don't vote for big government, you'll lose all your freedom.
Yeah, I think it makes a strange kind of sense.
Okay. All right. Mike, you were really into the super war against Norway, but you didn't even mention the ultra war against Iran and Botswana.
At the same time, both?
Yeah. That's why it's called an ultra war.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of overreaching, I think. I mean, we're stretched thin,
right,
as we are,
right,
but you could add Norway into the mix without much difficulty. But once you start putting, you know, the other countries into there, then
so
I think we've got a
resource
problem.
So you disagree with President Palin's plan?
Yeah, I do. I disagree with saying President Palin, but yeah,
okay,
that's just me.
All right.
Yeah, and not that I don't. I mean, I think she's very interesting and a lot smarter than people give her credit for. But you know, where are we going with that?
I don't know. You're the one that said it.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah.
By the way, Olivia Wilde is no stranger to lefty politics. Her birth name was Olivia Coburn, that's spelled Cockburn. Her uncle is lefty Alexander Coburn, who edits The Nation, writes for The Nation and edits Counterpunch. Her dad is journalist Andrew Coburn, and her mom is award-winning documentarian Leslie Coburn. Her grandfather was Claude Coburn, a communist British journalist.
There you go.
You can't make this stuff up, Greg.
Yeah.
Mostly because it's so boring, who would want to?
Yeah.
Her mom was a documentarian?
Is a documentarian.
Bill.
I aimed away from her. I am disgusted. Tell me she didn't do anything on antelopes.
I don't believe she did.
All right, well.
She did some good stuff on the Iraq War.
But who among us doesn't have a grandparent who was an unabashed Stalin fan?
It's true.
My grandfather actually was Stalin. Yes.
And honestly, yeah. Diane's got a big goober on her arm right now.
I do. It's really gross.
It's gross.
Gross.
You're welcome.
Debates, head stomping. Look, as far as the head stomping goes, this is what happens when you don't wear a Don't Tread on Me shirt.
Gotta
wear your gear. I know. By the way, also at the Paul Conway debate, a Conway supporter stepped on the foot of a female Rand supporter who had recently had foot surgery and was wearing a surgical boot.
Ouch.
She's filing an assault charge. It's got to be all that good old Kentucky bourbon.
There you go.
That's all I can think of. I mean, seriously, that's all I can think of.
I know, because you've got a problem.
Yeah, I know. Just lastly, as far as the cheating goes, I'm with Bill. That guy sounded like a tool. Are we allowed to get notes from our staff? She just did. What a loser.
And I like how he sort of softens by saying, are we allowed to, rather than just full on telling on her?
Yes.
I had no idea. I just want to point this out.
I would have done the same thing, because that's the kind of guy I am.
Go home and watch your Hobbit movie and shut up. I'm done.
Thank you, Andy. Got it. Thought he'd never be done. Can a man thong be both functional and fashionable? Well, Nick Gillespie shows us his whale tail when we return. But first, Charlie Sheen dead. Tired of cocaine and hookers? Of course not. We investigate, as in ridicule. Naked, drunk, coked up, a hooker on one arm and your ex-wife in the next room. But enough about this morning. Boy, John Gibson takes me down a troubled path. I speak of actor Charlie Sheen, who cops found naked, drunk, and on coke Tuesday morning at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. According to the report, Sheen told cops he'd been out partying, had snorted some coke, and got upset when he returned to his room to find his cell phone and wallet were missing. It gets worse. Apparently, he returned to the room with an escort while his ex-wife, Denise Richards, was staying in the hotel in a separate room. Sounds like the perfect thing to discuss in our lightning round. A.K.A. stories we sort of like, but not enough to include earlier in the show, but still wanted to talk about, so let's really quickly do them now. Baker, the guy's already back on a plane.
Yeah.
How can he get out? You do this like you did 2 months ago. You were in jail for 4 days.
You know, I apparently don't have the legal team that Charlie Sheen has. Yeah. But, yeah, your original question was how many times is he going to get off the hook?
Yeah.
Endlessly. It's never going to stop. Charlie Sheen is the guy that we all root for, even though, you know, he engages in this behavior constantly. You know, as a guy, like, you privately look at what he's doing and you think, okay, I don't want to do that myself, but what a guy.
I don't root for him.
You're oh, you do so.
Nick, how does this guy still have a show?
You know, I have never watched it, but I'm still holding out that Emilio Estevez will be the most embarrassing Sheen. I hear he's got a movie coming out that should put him back in the running.
He's the quiet Sheen, and he's smart. Well, that's because he changed his name to Estevez. Diane, he claims he wasn't drunk, that it was an allergic reaction. You buy that?
I've never seen someone have an allergic reaction to anything where it resulted in them going psycho over not finding their cell phone. But what I love is they found him naked complaining about not seeing his cell phone or his wallet. I bet they were in his pants.
Yeah, there you go. You know he had an allergic reaction to coke. That's what it was.
Right.
He had an allergic reaction to cocaine.
Got a little bit,
it made me really
IP,
aggressive and mean.
Weird.
Bill, not only is Two and a Half Men your favorite show, but it's also your favorite bar. So this has got to hurt you in particular.
No. Two and a Half Men is my favorite porn. Okay. Never seen the show.
Right.
Never seen the show. I hate to put Mandy
Charlie
Lee.
Seen in that too?
Huh? Actually, he is. And he directed it too. Multitasker.
It was the guy in the black wing.
I hate to be Andy Levy right here, guys, but Emilio Estevez, that is the real last name. It's Martin Estevez. Yeah. He changed it to Sheen.
Oh,
Charlie
God.
Did the same.
This was necessary. Okay.
You're welcome, America.
On his show last night, Larry King. Larry King got a little confused when he mistakenly thought WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange had walked out of an interview. Watch as King mistakes footage from a previous interview for a live shot.
Julian, shortly before the massive release of the Iraqi war documents, you walked out of an interview by CNN's Atika Schubert. She asked you about any turmoil within WikiLeaks and about accusations of rape and molestation by two Swedish women. He's walking off again, apparently. Why will you not respond to that question? All right, Daniel, are you still there?
Yes, sure.
I guess you can't answer for him. Oh, that was from before. You still? I'm sorry, that threw me, Julian.
I haven't walked off.
What was your? Why did you walk off?
Well, I didn't walk off, Larry, just then. But perhaps I should.
You know, I got to tell you, I don't think this is Larry's fault. Should he be on TV right now?
Yeah, you know, the only one that could actually understand Larry King during that whole thing would have been Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that's Charlie
Sheen. The only guy that really got what Larry King was talking about. You know, give Larry King credit. He's been on TV for 158 years.
Yeah.
And he's done a great job.
Yeah. Nick, this could have... If you weren't following the story, it could have happened to anyone.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, as a matter of fact, I was about to walk off. How many times do I have to see this in my imagination?
Diane, in the green room, you were saying you still find Larry King sexy.
No, that was me. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to walk off the stage right now. Oh, you still want me to comment?
Yeah, I'm going to keep staring at you until you say something.
Can I just walk out?
Look at you.
It worked for Julian Assange. It can work for me, right?
Yeah. All right, Bill.
Which is funny. We've had this whole story so far. We haven't once mentioned what a bag Julian Assange is.
Yeah, he is. That's good.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that?
Yeah.
Do you want to defend Julian Assange?
I want to defend people who leak government documents, sure.
I'm walking off.
Oh, my God.
Back of the line.
Yeah. You need to rest.
I defend people who take a leak on government documents.
Do you think the Pentagon papers?
Last topic. A small town in Italy is considering a ban on miniskirts and other revealing clothing. The town's mayor says it'll restore urban decorum and facilitate better civil coexistence. Diane, any logic to this?
No. The last time I saw a skirt length, rules, was when I went to Catholic school. I was in like eighth grade. I don't understand how a town can. Well, are they going to enforce this by literally pulling out the measuring tape like the nuns used to do to us?
I would like to have that job.
I don't understand how that's going to work.
Catholic. If they made them all wear Catholic school uniforms, I would be happy. Nothing better.
I'm full of Italian women.
Oh my God. Bill, is this gonna make you rethink your tiny jean shorts over the summer?
Nothing is gonna make me rethink my tiny jean shorts over the summer or winter or winter solstice or fall or mid fall.
Nick, worst idea, best idea?
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
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 Civil coexistence. That's what it's all about.
Baker, my feeling is clothing like this, revealing clothing, causes a lot of accidents and death that you never hear about. When a guy gets run over by a truck, it's usually because he's looking at a girl, and he dies, and they never put this. This could save lives.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Darwin at work right
now. It could save lives. I just want to shoot myself thinking about Bill and Daisy Dukes.
I have some photos.
With a love gun.
We're going to take a break. When we return, more crud from us. It's cruddy. And hiccups lead to stick-ups. You bet your annoying esophagus it can. At least that's what one mom would have us believe after her daughter, a scary creature known as Jennifer Ann Mee, was arrested for first-degree murder this weekend. Mee was made famous back in 2007 when the then 15-year-old monster hit the talk shows. Oh, I hate this. I hate this. As the hiccup girl, who apparently would belch out as many as 50 hiccups per minute. I hate this. After finally being cured of the affliction, she makes me sick, i.e. getting bored with faking it. She parlayed her skills into a botched robbery that ended with the death of a Shannon Griffin this Saturday. Her mom blames her digestive system. I hate that sound. Listen to the lady on the local morning radio show. Oh, I guess you're not listening. I've said for a while now that her case of the hiccups wasn't a case of the hiccups. It was a curse of the hiccups. You know Jennifer as well as I do. She's a lovable, sweet little girl that would not hurt a fly. And where things went wrong, I don't know. Oh, that old excuse. For more, let's go live to our Fox News fitness correspondent, six-pack the workout crazy walrus. What do you got for us, you overly jacked little sea mammal?
She's training a lot every day. Seven, eight, nine,
tell me when you can do 20, you overrated jerk.
Wow.
Diane, I maintain the hiccups were a ruse from the beginning. This was an attention-seeking bad person.
I had a hard time believing the hiccup scam, too, and now I have a really hard time believing that it was the hiccups that caused her to go crazy and allegedly kill somebody or help somebody else kill someone.
It's so easy to fake this, Mike, and it drives me crazy.
It is. All you got to do is spend 2 years with a hiccup.
Yeah, I blame it on her bushy, unkempt eyebrows. Yep. Okay, just as easy.
Yeah.
That's just as easy. It's not hiccups. It's her bushy eyebrows.
No,
why not?
Bad personal hygiene has led a lot of people to murder. I mean, frankly, I think we can all agree on that. But, you know, I think what you're saying is essentially that perhaps it's as insidious as she planned this by thinking that if she just fakes the hiccups for a couple of years and then commits this murder that she's been working on all this time, that it might cover it up.
It wasn't even a couple of years. It was 5 weeks.
Five weeks.
She's trying to say
that's
that having hiccups for 5 weeks drove her so crazy, or at least that's what her mother
said. So you read the story then.
Unlike you, Mike. Nick?
I think it was the perfect crime, except she made one mistake, which that she should have gone with irritable bowel syndrome. Because I think that most juries wouldn't convict on
that. That's true. That's true. It's embarrassing. Nobody wants to know the facts. Yep. I know that. Bill, you suffer from constant flatulence. Why doesn't that make you famous?
You have to eat to have constant flatulence, Greg. And to date, you will not feed me. Clearly, you guys have never had chronic hiccups. I have had them ever since, no lie, in utero. My dad used to wake my mom up every morning when I was in her stomach by shaking it, so I'd start hiccuping, and she'd go batty for the whole day. My hiccups drove her crazy. I actually buy this. I have yet to have about, like, within the last three years, but they are absolutely awful. She had 5 weeks. I had an hour, and you want to put a bullet in your head. Yeah. It is a terrible problem. I'm starting a hotline.
I'm telling you, when you're an attention-seeking person, you feel like you're entitled to things rather than having to earn them. That's what you see.
To get back to those bushy eyebrows, tweezers will not cure hiccups, sir. Right. Trust me, I tried.
All right. We'll close things out with the post-game wrap-up from TV's Andy Levy. And to see clips of recent shows. Back to TV's Andy Levy for the post-game wrap-up.
Thanks, Greg. Nick, what the hell were you doing writing for the Huffington Post?
My colleague and I, Matt Welch, wrote a piece about how Prop 19, the pot legalization ballot initiative in California, is the most important thing before voters. It will revolutionize America in every way, in every aspect.
All right. I love you.
I firmly believe that anyone who's ever written for the Huffington Post should not be on this show.
Ah, wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Too late.
Hey, Diane, what hot news stories you got cooking up over at FoxNews.com?
Well, three, actually. We have a video package on an X-ray van. I went for a ride. We have one on the NYPD's new proposal to change gun laws to pretty much allow them to ban licenses for whatever reason they want. And a new one that went up tonight on whether or not Bert from Sesame Street outed himself on Twitter.
Ah, that's an interesting story.
Hard news.
Yeah. Mike, what are you plugging this week?
What am I plugging this week? Well, thank you, Andy. Diligence. Diligence LLC for all your information and security needs. Drive carefully. Good night.
That, you know what?
In the future, you don't get a post-game question.
Yeah.
I think that's how we'll play this one from now on.
Why doesn't he just say, I kill people?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Bye, Andy.
Bye.
Diane Macedo, always a pleasure. Bill Schultz, you're a sad human being. Nick Gillespie.